I'm hoping the community would stand up and say, hey, what's going on? This did not happen overnight. It has been a long time coming. And I can't fix this thing overnight. But as the acting school superintendent of Bridgeport Public Schools, I'm going to give my best shot of putting a proposal to this board. And if they will allow me to execute this proposal, I can get it done. You know, and will it be easy? Absolutely not.
You're hearing from the acting superintendent of schools in Bridgeport. That is Dr. Royce Avery, who is actually coming on the show this week, and we'll meet him for the first time on WICC. But he's referring to the budget. He's referring to the budget. In last night's meeting, there were still really no updates after we learned weeks back that there was going to be budget cuts for the district, and it was going to result in positions being cut. We still don't really know what those positions are. And this meeting last night, there were all eyes on it because there's a lot of moving parts, I think, in the school district, starting with leadership. We have a superintendent who has not been here. She's on leave. That's Dr. Carmela Levy-David, which is why we now have Dr. Royce Avery in her place. We have a board chair that has been controversial, and she also has not been in her place. And again, this is all in the midst of budget cuts being discussed as well for the district. So joining us now, board member Rob Traber is back on the show. And Rob, take us to the meeting. It was all of 39 minutes long, it looks like, on the YouTube link that I have here. Tell us the key takeaways, if you will, from last night's meeting, and then we'll get into it.
Yeah. Hi. Good morning, Melissa. Thank you for having me. Last night's meeting was another step in the process. We now have new leadership of the board, and that's hopefully going to be a constructive step that allows all members of the board to participate again. The former chair, Christine Batiz Perez, has for the spent the last year stifling discussion, preventing us from participating and or discussing. Mr. Sokolovic, the longest serving member of the board and the most qualified financial member of the board, was not allowed to participate in any of the financial discussions. Myself, the only certified teacher on the board, was not allowed to participate in any of the discussions on teaching and learning. So I think that what we're now seeing is we've chosen a new chair. Jennifer Perez will be the new chair. She was the only member of the previous officers that allowed people to participate in her committees constructively, allowed us to voice opinions and ask questions. So I think that we'll see that same style applied to the entire board now. She'll allow everybody to participate, everybody to ask questions. And that will immediately impact the board because everyone will be allowed to join in and be active and help address the problems that the board needs to address in the future.
There's definitely been a huge division, Rob Traber, and I know you and Joseph and a couple of other members have really been, dare I say, kind of ousted, if you will, in the last year. And it's been really challenging, I think, for the board to come together and make, you know, constructive, concrete decisions and to move forward with things like the superintendent, Dr. Carmela Levy-David, her evaluation and all of that. I mean, just to name one of many issues I know that you guys have faced. Correct me if I'm wrong, though. Christine Baptiste Perez, who was the former chair, wasn't she only in that role a year ago? Wasn't she assigned to that role in December of last year?
She was elected at last year's organizational meeting.
Okay.
And she immediately limited the committees and limited participation by other people and restricted all that and instituted the new regime. And that really led to all of these problems.
And made things virtual. I know she and I had words on this show when it was brought to my attention. And you know, she had justified the reason that everything went virtual.
Meetings in a row.
Right, right. And then that stopped. I know even Mayor Joe Gannon was like, you can't keep doing this. You got to do it publicly.
Correct.
My question, though, for you, Rob Traber, is, you know, the Board of Education has had issues for many years. I guess my point is that, yes, maybe under the regime of Baptiste Perez was not ideal, but it's we've certainly had troublesome chairs and broken boards in Bridgeport, you know, before her, correct?
Oh, I can go back to the 1990s on that one.
Yeah.
So, yes, this is not new.
So you feel,
this
though.
This is just the most horrendous that I've seen in terms of stifling participation.
Wow.
But
okay.
And frankly, if you've been with us long enough to remember the troubles during what we call the Vallis years.
Yes.
Those of us that went through both say this was worse than Vallis.
Okay.
So that's how bad it was. But, you know, I think that we are now shifting gears into what I hope are a much more positive effort mm-hmm. to address what are going to be the most serious problems we've faced in at least 10, 15 years, if not ever, with this approaching $40 million deficit, our ESSER cliff, next year.
And Rob Draper, I'm curious, how does that work with the removal of the chair? So we now have Jennifer Perez here. How does that work in regards to removing the former chair and now replacing her with Jennifer Perez? Like, how did that whole process work for people who don't understand that?
I had applied for the Mr. Benahan Grajales Medina and I had submitted an agenda by law. We have the right, and by our bylaws, we have the right to ask for a special meeting for special purposes. In this case, we had submitted on October 30th a special meeting request to remove the superintendent and to terminate the superintendent and to remove the chair. But under normal, just sort of the way we operate, every December we elect new officers.
Okay.
And the process for removing a chair would normally take 2 or 3 weeks. So we recognized almost immediately that by the time we went through the normal process, we'd be at the end of November. So we were really going to never initiate that process because it would take too long. Why go through all those extra meetings if we're going to end up at the end of December, end of November anyway? So we were going to get to this point of the normal annual meeting where the mayor comes in, opens the meeting, we vote for a new chair, and then the new chair takes over the meeting, and we vote for a new vice chair and a new secretary, and that meeting ends in a half hour, and we start the December meeting.
Got it.
Under new leadership, and that's what happened last night.
Okay, so we've got Jennifer Perez now.
There was no removal of Christine Baptiste Perez. She was just not voted.
She was not voted to return as the chair.
I see. She wasn't even nominated to be the chair again.
Wow. Well, that tells you something. And again, so it's now Jennifer Perez, who is the new chair, and you feel good about being under her leadership for the board, at least better than what it was before.
We had actually hoped last year that she would be the chair this year.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
When she came on, she was brand new. We had offered to help her learn the ropes and become the chair this year. Now, I think she learned the ropes in a much more difficult circumstance, but I think she's got her feet on the ground, and she showed all last year through all of the difficulties that she would run fair meetings and let everybody speak. And that's really was... She was the only one that did that. So I think she'll be a fair chair. And that's really what we want to see. So everybody can help out.
There's a new chair for Bridgeport's Board of Education. But what else came out of last night's meeting? We've got our board member here, Rob Traber, with the Bridgeport Board of Ed. Let's talk about the superintendent real quick. Rob, what's going on there? Dr. Carmela Levy-David has been on a leave of absence. I texted her. I didn't know if there was a medical thing, if this had to do with the report. I got very little response back. We have Dr. Royce Avery, who has been the acting superintendent for several weeks now. What's happening there?
We filed to terminate her on October 30th. On November 4th, she filed for a family and medical leave absence. It does not protect her from our move to terminate because we had notified her of our intention to terminate before she filed for an FMLA. But in a subsequent meeting, we voted to have our attorney talk to her attorney about possibly offering her another way out. And our attorneys are still talking, hoping to get a report We are expecting to have a special meeting later this week, which we should know about, frankly, later this afternoon. Our attorneys have been talking, and we'll get a report back from that as to whether that has borne fruit. We hope to resolve that matter shortly, one way or the other. That's all I can say for right now, is because we're waiting to hear back from our attorney.
Okay. Keep me posted, and, will you?
Yes, I will. Cool. Absolutely.
I appreciate
you. We're trying to resolve that matter as quickly as possible. And, otherwise we're dealing with the budget stuff that you've referred to, and trying to ascertain the exact nature of our financial situation for this fiscal year. As you know, we spent a great deal of time last winter arguing that we shouldn't be spending money because we knew we were Bridgeport had done a respectable job managing our money and setting aside money, knowing that the ESSER cliff, and that's the financial drop that every district in the state throughout the country, frankly, was going to run into when the extra money that everybody was given by the federal government mm-hmm. ran out. And we were given that money because of COVID. And when that money ran out, everyone was going to suddenly find that they had to either drop programs and people or figure out a way to pay for them. And so that's the ESSER cliff, as everyone calls it. That's where we're at. And we had saved some money properly. And we were spending money on new people and new programs. And we were saying, why are we hiring these people? Why are we spending and buying new programs when we know next year that we're going to have to let them all go? Mm. And they were, Dr. Levy David was going forward with these things, and we were arguing against them. Well, we're there now. The new CFO, Nestor Nikuo, came in and said, well, we should start letting some of these people go now because we're dipping into our savings too heavily to balance the budget this year.
We still don't know, who those positions are, correct? That hasn't been made public.
No, we have not made that public yet because we were just, Mr. Nikuo jumped the gun a little bit by saying you should do X, Y, and Z. Not his place to do. He should have he was correct in saying we should deal with this. And so the administrators, Dr. Avery and Mr. Nikuo and some of the others, are looking at what they think are the best things to do. And then they were going to present them to us. The presentation to us was caught up in the leadership change that we were going to go through over the last week. And so I'm hoping also later this week, and beginning of next week, to see us start changing and dealing with this, because we'll be setting up a new finance committee leadership. And, Mr. Sokolovic is virtually a CPO, CPA, I'm sorry, by training, and, get back into looking at these things and formulating what are the best initial steps to take, what are the best short-term steps to take. And how we start planning for next year's budget.
Well, Rob Traber, I'm very grateful that we have a little bit of a insight as to what is happening with the Board of Education, with the superintendent, and what's happening with the budget, certainly. And I know you are so great at keeping me posted on what's happening, and I appreciate you for that and for sharing all this on WICC. We will certainly be in touch probably sooner rather than later.
Well, and we appreciate how you'd stay on top of this, too, because it is very fast moving and convoluted. But it's getting there. We're moving in a very good direction, we believe. But
yeah.
It will be a very difficult year.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Certainly an uphill battle. Rob Traber, thank you so much. And I want to remind folks that you can actually go and watch these meetings if you can't go in person by accessing the website bridgeportedu.net. We'll give you more of those resources on Rob's podcast when we post it to voiceofct.com. We'll be right back
and
after traffic.
Those meetings are available on YouTube to watch after the fact, too, if they want to.
Yes, exactly. Yep, that's how I'm able to watch it every time I come in the next morning after you have these meetings. That's how I'm able to catch up ahead of time. Rob Traber, thank you so much.